This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The official Memorandum of Understanding has been signed to turn over Onmel Radio's assets and operations to ECOWAS. The event took place yesterday at the Onmel Pan-African Plaza headquarters. The DSRSG Vladimir Vre signed on behalf of Onmel leadership, while ECOWAS President Marcel D'Souza signed for his organization. DSRSG Vre said discussions are taking place now to ensure the MOU goes into full effect. Mr. Vre further said Onmel anticipates that ECOWAS uses the radio to the benefit of the West African region.
There's a lot of legal and administrative discussions to be held about how all of this is going to be made possible. And I'm so pleased that we could conclude all of these legal arrangements as well to make this a very successful transfer now. So it's formal. UNMEL Radio will go to ECOWAS at the end of March in April, and we look forward to see how ECOWAS will use that to benefit the whole region. We are quite excited by this development.
The ECOWAS President Marcel D'Souza thanked the UNMEL leadership for their cooperation in the discussions that eventually led to ECOWAS taking over the radio. He promised to use the radio for unity in Liberia and the region.
We are very glad. ECOWAS Commission, and I tell to the ambassador that we have a good collaboration with UNMEL, and we appreciate. And I tell him that is efficient collaboration that we have. If you go and let us to the space, the radio, we can try to continue and to reinforce the unity of Liberia. Thank you a lot.
ECOWAS President Marcel D'Souza. President George Manning Weah has by directive requested that all former officials of government still in possession of government-owned vehicles should submit these vehicles to the General Services Agency, GSA, on or before Friday, February 9, 2018, without delay. According to an executive mansion release, the directive was issued in an official circular dated February 5, 2018, and signed by the Minister of State for Presidential Affairs and Chief of Staff to the President, Nathaniel McGill. At the same time, President George Weah has approved additional expenditure intended to enhance banking operations on the Main and Fendel campuses of the University of Liberia to facilitate the late registration of students that missed earlier deadlines set. According to an executive mansion release, the Liberian leader further requested for the semester to be extended by 1 month to accommodate students who missed out on their original time allotted for registration. The Speaker of the House of Representatives reportedly escaped unharmed Monday when some protesting students of the University of Liberia attacked and damaged his official car. The Director of Public Affairs in the Speaker's office, Bobby Addison, told on the radio that Dr. Buffer Chambers' security guards whisked him away minutes before the angry mob attacked the vehicle. Bobby further explained that Speaker Chambers had gone to the Fender campus of the University of Liberia in an attempt to mediate between them and the administration, having been protesting since Friday of last week over their alleged denial of registration to resume classes for the term. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. South Africa's Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa says he is holding direct talks with embattled President Jacob Zuma over a transfer of power. Mr. Ramaphosa, who heads South Africa's governing party, said both he and Mr. Zuma understood the need for a speedy resolution. He said the pair aim to conclude talks on the president's future within days. It has been seen as the first confirmation that Mr. Zuma will step down shortly. The 75-year-old president is facing extensive corruption charges after a turbulent 9 years in power. And Angela Merkel's conservatives, CDU/CSU, have finally hashed out a coalition deal with the center-left Social Democrats, SPD, that could break months of political deadlock in Germany. Negotiators have agreed on the division of key ministries, one of the last hurdles towards forming a government. It could end more than 4 months of wrangling since inconclusive elections in September. But a deal will still need to be approved by SPD members. Many in the party fear that re-entering a coalition with CDU/CSU could damage it in the long term. That's the Army Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.